The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the recommendation of the governor as to change of style and form of House Bill 1009 as found on page 450 of the House Journal as provided in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
Second. Are there any comments?
Madam President.
Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Madam President. House Bill 1009 has been vetoed because of style and form, and it has been changed. The last section deals with the appointment process to fill vacancies, and that was not addressed in the title, and that's the only change that was made. So I would recommend your approval of this change.
The question being, shall the recommendation of the governor as to change of style and form of House Bill 1009 be approved? As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake? Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Hotmacher, Cleven, Petzl,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson, Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky, Whiting, Senator Olson, Senator Olson, Senator Staggers. Senator Staggers, aye. Madam President, ayes 34, excused 1.
The question has received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect. The president declares the recommendation of the governor as to change of style and form approved.